I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line now by FC Cologne's Amber Barrett. Amber, thanks for joining me.
No bother at all.
So you finally got a move to FC Cologne in Germany. So how's the German?
Crap. The best way to put it. I don't. Never was a big fan of languages in school. And say you know from the Irish days as well, I wasn't great at the old Irish. So it's something that'll take a wee bit of time to learn. But you know, it's something you have to do, and you know, I enjoy doing it as well.
Yeah. So how did the move actually come about? Did they contact you? Were they scouting you over with Piemont, or how did they see you to actually sign you up?
I think what the story was that their current manager, Billy Brown, got in contact with Colin Bell, who used to work together in Cologne with boys teams a few years back, and you know, just got in contact with Colin in regards to a striker and if he had any recommendations. And I think Colin had just been sending them on different clips and different things of me playing, and I think after they seen that, you know, they liked what they saw, and I went over a couple of weeks ago just to see everything and to meet some players, meet the manager, and you know, it was really good. As soon as I went over, I really enjoyed going over, and you know, they were delighted, they wanted me on board. So it was it happened very, very quickly, but you know, I was delighted it did happen as well.
Yeah, so how are the facilities over in FC Cologne? Is it kind of separated from the men's team, or are they all kind of in together?
No, it would be all in together. It's not actually too far from where the men's stadium is as well, but the women would usually play in the training ground. But there's a little, I think it's 10 or 12,000 seater kind of stadium in there, and that's where the women will play, and I think that's where a lot of the underage teams and, you know, the reserve team will play as well. So it's, you know, it's really, really top facilities. You know, I went into it, you know, I was blown away, you know, the amount of pitches and everything there, and it's just when you compare it to here, you know, there's not as much, you know, all teams don't have as access to as many facilities as they do over there, and, you know, I kind of fell in love with the place as soon as I went over. So you know, straight away, it's from the offset, everything looks really, really good.
So what would the level of Bundesliga be like compared to, say, Ireland or even Italy, where there's a few Irish players playing as well, and even compared to the English Premier League, where would the Bundesliga stand in that sense?
I do think, obviously, because it's a professional or semi-professional league in Germany, that obviously, depending on the team, in comparison to Ireland, where it is you know, strictly amateur. There's obviously going to be a little bit of a gulf in difference as well. Now, I think that there's a lot of Irish players that I do think that are capable of going professional. You know, I think they're good enough. But I think, I suppose, the training regimes, the facilities available would be really, really top class. And in comparison to England, I'd say it'd be England and France and Germany would probably be, and Spain as well, would probably be the top leagues in Europe.
Yeah, so would the manager have given you any guarantees when you're signing that maybe you might have to bide a bit of time to get into the team, step up to the level of professional, or has he said that you might be able to push for a starting place straight away?
Well, I think, you know, I think that's entirely up to me, to be honest, Enda. You know, I don't expect to go over there and everything's wonderful and I'm playing every game and I'm starting every game and I'm scoring goals every game. You know, it's going to be a completely different environment for me, and you know, he's not kind of hinted at anything. He's just gone over and, you know, he's seen what I can do, but he, you know, he wants to also see it at first hand. And I think in speaking to Colin Bell as well, you know, Colin did say, you know, it might take me a little while to settle down, to coming from, you know, a background where I wouldn't be involved in as much heavy load of training. So, look, and to be honest, I'm going over there and I'm going to work my socks off, and you know, I know that if I do that, I always stand a chance. And, you know, I want to be playing games, I want to be involved, but I'm also going to be patient with it and, you know, take every opportunity as it comes.
Yeah, and I was speaking to Stephanie Roach a few weeks ago about her move to Italy, and whether or not she felt that she had to prove herself more to the players over there, because they may not have seen her play on TV. Like, for example, if a player was moving from England, a men's player was moving from England to Germany, those German players will have watched them on TV. Is that something that you're conscious of going over, that you might actually have to prove yourself and prove your ability to these players, that you are actually good enough to step up to the level they are at?
I actually think quite the opposite. I'm looking at it from the point of view that, you know, I'm going to go in here and, you know, not a lot of them have heard of me or probably have seen me play before. So, you know, I kind of feel like take that as an advantage, you know, because players, you know, they might not know how I work, but defenders might also know, you know, how does she play, you know, and there's different strengths that I have that, you know, it takes a little while to get used to them as well. And I'm going to go over there and I'm just going to, you know, make it really, really difficult for them and make it difficult for the defenders that I play against. And even in training with the teammates, you know, I'm trying to get, you know, get as comfortable with other players as possible and trying to get, you know, bonds and friendships with players that might be playing close to you. And I think things like that there, you know, not at all. I'm not out to prove to anybody that I'm capable, because I know deep down I am, and it's just I will just have to show that with the hard work.
This move up to professional, do you think that'll give you a better chance of becoming Ireland's main striker, that Colin Bell might see you playing week in, week out, that'll give you a better chance to actually nail down a starting spot in the international side as well?
Absolutely, and I think that's really that's one of the real ambitions as well. You know, I want to be playing, I want to be starting for Ireland, and I want to be playing for Ireland, you know, as frequently as possible. But I'm aware of the talent that's involved in the squad as well. You know, Leanne Kiernan and Rhianna Jarrett are also, you know, really, really, really top strikers. So I have competition and, you know, in that. And I don't look at it as a, you know, you hope another player is playing poorly or anything. You know, you just have to work harder. And when you get your opportunity, you have to take it. But, you know, ultimately, I do want to be playing with the seniors, and I want to be getting as many minutes as I can. And again, I want to get back scoring goals again. And, you know, I think this will absolutely help me, because the more training, you know, practicing and the consistency of practicing and playing against players that are better and playing at a high level will obviously help that.
You sacrificed quite a bit to actually get to this point in your career. Like the Donegal ladies team, they're playing in an Ulster final this year. You were part of that squad. So do you find that this might be just a culmination of the sacrifices that you have made are finally coming true, that you finally made it to the point where those sacrifices may have been worth it?
Of course it is, but I think when I made my Irish debut as well, that I realised that the sacrifices were worth it at that point. And again, I think maybe the milestone of scoring against Slovakia was also, you know, it was also symbolic, as it showed that everything I'd done was, you know, wasn't in vain, and that there was positives to come out of it. Again, yeah, look, I have sacrificed a lot, but I think the most important thing, you know, when I look back now, there's nothing I would have changed, and I wouldn't change the fact I played Gaelic up to the age I did, because I'm happy with it now, and I still progress and manage to get into this opportunity. So it would be different, you know, if I had missed the opportunity, and I could say, well, I should have done that a wee bit earlier, but, you know, I've got my master's, I've got my college done, so, you know, I'm absolutely delighted with everything so far.